Tonight we begin the sacred Paschal Triduum. Jesus' mission really crystallizes now over these next 3 days, beginning tonight on the night of the Last Supper. And we see how everything Jesus said and did, everything that he had taught and preached, every miracle he worked, all of it was pointing to this great saving work he was going to accomplish, his Paschal mystery. Jesus' suffering and death, and his resurrection and ascension into heaven. And it all begins to kind of crystallize now, during this Holy Week, especially during this sacred Paschal Triduum. This is the holiest of weeks, because this is why Jesus came. He came to accomplish this saving work by which he bridges heaven and earth, so that he first, but then also we along with him, may pass over from this fallen world to a heavenly world. So we can pass over from death and sin into abundant life with Jesus, with the Father and the Holy Spirit and his entire mystical body. The gospel tonight begins by saying, before the feast of Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to pass from this world to the Father. He's going to inaugurate a new Passover for us. Just as we heard in our first reading from the book of Exodus, this Passover was inaugurated with Moses and the Israelites so that they could pass over from slavery in Egypt into freedom in the Promised Land. It began at the Passover. Now Jesus is doing something new, but something similar, but new. But before he does this, before he finishes his work, he has much to leave us, as we see tonight. He has much to leave us before he leaves this world. He leaves us his body and his blood, first of all, in the Eucharist. And then he institutes a visible priesthood. And then he demonstrates to us, as we heard in our gospel tonight, how we, his followers, his disciples, are to serve other members of his body in humble service. And he shows us this model, this example, by washing his disciples' feet. So he leaves us an example and a command to great charity, a life of abundant charity. This is how the Catechism describes this moment tonight at the Last Supper. Quote, knowing that the hour had come to leave this world and return to the Father, in the course of a meal, he washed their feet and gave them the commandment of love. In order to leave them a pledge of his love, he instituted the Eucharist as a memorial of his death and resurrection, and commanded his apostles to celebrate it until his return. End quote. We ought to really pause tonight, this evening, and consider all of this. And it should really fill us with awe and wonder that the Son of God left us with these gifts of his love: the Eucharist, the priesthood, and the command to live a life of profound charity in imitation of him. He's giving us everything. Jesus is giving us everything, his very self, his very life. This is my body. This is my blood. He's giving us the priesthood to make himself available to us. Having loved his own who are in the world, he loved them to the end. He gives everything to us, totally, to the end, without reserve. And you know, what's more is we have to allow this to sink in, because this is not just something that happened 2,000 years ago in the past, but this love to the end, this assurance of Christ's love in all of these ways is for you and for me here and now. In the present, Jesus is continuing to stoop down to us. He's continuing in the present to wash us. He continues to sanctify us, to serve us. It's mind-boggling, but it's true. He continues to love us in this very same way, through the priesthood, through the Eucharist. Each one of us should see ourselves today as in a sense, those apostles in the upper room with Jesus right there. We're overwhelmed that he loves me to the end, that he's willing to stoop down like he does, that he would call me to this most sacred supper, this banquet of his love. But that's what he does. He says, I have greatly desired to eat this Passover with you. He said that to his apostles, but he says that to you tonight. I have greatly desired to eat this Passover with you. And so I would really like for us all to depart here tonight in silence, contemplating this invitation that we have to this, we've been given to this banquet of his love, contemplating all the ways Christ has loved us to the end and loves us to the end until he comes again. I want us to depart here pondering in our hearts, like our Blessed Mother surely would have done, what wondrous love Christ has shown us and continues to show us. I would invite us to, all of us, to spend some time tonight before Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, immediately after Mass, after this Mass of the Lord's Supper, to watch and pray with him as he prepares to go to the cross for me and for you. He said to his apostles, could you not keep watch with me for 1 hour? Now, if you can stay for an hour, great. We'll definitely have time and prayer until, I would say, about 10 o'clock tonight. If you can only stay for a few moments, that's okay, but stay. Accompany our Lord. Be with him. He's given us the greatest gift of himself, his presence with us in the Blessed Sacrament through his priesthood. And the natural response to such a gift is our own presence in return with him. It's the natural response. We would want to spend time with him. He's given us himself, and he waits for us there in the sacrament of his love. So I'd encourage you to stay if you can and meditate. The church actually suggests that we meditate on Jesus' last words this night. In the Gospel of John chapters 13 through 17, the last words Jesus speaks at the Last Supper before he goes to the cross. And I would one final request, if you would please pray tonight in this Mass, even especially, pray for your priests tonight. I'm one of them, of course. Pray for your priests. This is the birthday of the priesthood tonight, the Last Supper, the birthday of the priesthood, just as it is the birthday of the Eucharist. So please pray for us priests on this day in which the priesthood was born, along with the Eucharist. The two go hand in hand.